What's good? What's it? This is your girl Anisha. Today's date is January 20th, 2021 at 5:11 p.m. What's good, you guys? I miss y'all so much. I do apologize that I haven't did no episodes in a long time. But your girl been busy working, getting my rest, getting my vitamins up, everything. So if you do not follow me on social media, I got another position within Amazon, and now I work at a return center, and the position is a set schedule, it's full-time with benefits. Hey, and the thing is, you guys, like, I was like, oh my God, you know, I want to start the new year right, you know, with the new position and everything, and look what got it. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, so that's good. And then I have other stuff in the works that I put on my vision board. So, you know, I didn't have some stuff working on stuff. I can't announce it, you know what I'm saying, because I work in silence, but I'm just so blessed. I'm so happy. And even though 2020 was a devastating year and I would never forget it, it was good for me too. So it was bad for me and it was good for me. So I saw both sides of it, and it made me realize, you know, what I want in my life and what I don't need in my life, and to just work on me, you know, even though I've been working on me, but work on me harder, love me harder, you know what I'm saying? Not putting everybody first, just not giving a damn of saying no, I don't want to talk to you no more, or no, you know what I'm saying? So, because I'm very sensitive, I'm a Cancer. If y'all don't know, now you know. My birthday is July the 7th, and I was born 87, you feel me? So I wear my, really, really wear my heart on my sleeve, and I love so hard, you know what I'm saying? So some people didn't make it to 2021 with me, and that's okay. Like, I don't hate nobody, you know what I'm saying? It's all love. I wish everybody good luck that I don't talk to no more. And yeah, I've been doing good. I hope you guys are doing well. And then today, you know, we got a new president, a new vice president, and the vice president is from where I'm from, Oakland, California. You feel me? And I'm so blessed to be alive to see again somebody that looks like me, even though she's Asian and Indian, but she black too. So it feels good to be alive at this moment to see that again, because we seen that with Obama, you know what I'm saying? So I am so grateful and thankful that God made it with me this far, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just happy. And people, you guys, you know, people not even giving him a chance, and he just got an offer. They like, oh, is he better than Trump, or he's the same as Trump and all this? Like, let's give this man a chance. It's just his first day, god dang. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's give him a chance. I just know the vice president, you know what I'm saying, she come from a criminal background. So even though at first I did have my doubts about her, but I read into, you know, her story and what she do. And sometimes people gonna hate and love you of what you do because they don't agree with you. And, you know, I'm the type of person, if you don't know me, you'll love me, but I keep it real, and I want you to keep it real with me, because I'd rather you tell me the truth, even if it hurt my feelings, and I will do that to you, you know what I'm saying? I don't sugarcoat nothing. Like, I'm very straightforward, I don't have no filter, and it's hard sometimes telling your loved ones, you know, you keep it real with them, you know what I'm saying? But people love me that I do that, and some people don't like that. They like, Anisha, you should have kept that to yourself. But I'm like, you say you want my opinion, so here's my opinion. You can take it, leave it, or whatever you're gonna do with it. But don't ask for my opinion then get mad about my opinion. You know what I'm saying? That's why I don't have that many friends now, okay? I got associates, okay? And that's fine too. Like I said, people from the time I had friends to right now, you know what I'm saying? I lost a lot of friends, and it's okay. You know what I'm saying? Meaning that we don't mesh together, and that's fine, because, you know, some people are in your life for seasons, reasons, and everything. And I like my little circle of friends now, you know what I'm saying? We all have different opinions. You know what I'm saying? We all stand for something different, but at the same time, we respect each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can count the friends on my hand. Okay, a lot of people hang around in big crowds, and that's, if you like that, I love it. You know what I'm saying? But I don't, you know, because everybody ain't gonna rock with you. Like, your enemy could be the person standing right next to you. You don't even know it. You know what I'm saying? I had to find out the hard way. But anyways, we ain't gonna dwell on that. You know, we're gonna stay positive. You know what I'm saying? And, I'm just blessed and happy. I know y'all gonna hear that a lot because I am very, very thankful. Because, some of my episodes last year, you know, I said how I had to go turn in my badge to the airport. And I had to come home. And I didn't want to get depressed. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to have an anxiety attack. I just, you know, I had to really sit with myself and say, Anisha, what are you about to do? Okay, yes, I'm blessed to have got unemployment. You know what I'm saying? I was blessed to get that settlement check. I was blessed to go home for my birthday. I was blessed for my family to come out here. You know what I'm saying? I was blessed to do all these things. But on the other hand, it's like, I love my job at the airport because I meet all different kind of people, including celebrities that, you know, I like to look at. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, even though we did have some knuckleheads that came through my Starbucks, at the end of the day, you know, I met a lot of cool people, you know, that follow me on social media. Like, some celebrities that I met follow me on social media. I ain't gonna tell y'all their name, but you know what I'm saying? They know who they is, you know what I'm saying? But it's just, I miss giving out that coffee. I miss conversation with them as I'm making a drink or making a pastry or changing the coffee. They just coming by just to say, what's up, Bernisha? How's your day? How was your weekend? You know, conversate. Say, oh, girl, I went to the Goodwill on this street. You know what I'm saying? I just love that connection. Even though I say I'm not a people's person, but I am a people's person. Like, basically, I go off vibes and how people treat me, I treat you. I don't care what color you is, you know what I'm saying? But I know the people that don't like me because of the color of my skin, but that's another episode. And that's fine because I still be like, okay, thank you, have a good day. And they can mug me down. They can throw, I'm handing them their money. And they can, when I hand them their money, they, like, put it down and wipe their hands. You know, it's all good because it's all love. Because at the end of the day, that's your heart. That's what you got to deal with. You feel what I'm saying? That's how I feel, period. Like, if you a negative-ass person, you got a heart, hating your heart for me, you don't even know me. You feel what I'm saying? That's you. So I get that energy back. You feel me? And that's it. I'm not saying I'm perfect. You know what I'm saying? I do have a mean side. Most cancers do. But we don't show that unless we have to. That's why I said, you know, we're cancers. We're crabs, right? So, you know, the only time a crab will snap at you if you keep fucking with it. You know what I'm saying? It's soft on the inside and hard on the outside. But if you keep fucking with that crab, it's going to snap, right? And that's how us cancers are. So, you guys, 2021. I'm not going to jinx it, but it's just everything I'm writing down, I'm doing what I need to do. So, back to my little transfer and everything. So, if you didn't know, I worked at Whole Foods as an Amazon Prime shopper, right? And I was like, do I want to transfer, you know? Da-da-da-da-da-da. And I was just wondering, like, okay. So, I put in my transfer December 7th. And, again, I move in silence, so I didn't want to tell nobody. Like, I told my parents, of course, because they birthed me, right? But I didn't tell nobody outside of my parents. So, and then my siblings too. You know, they old enough to understand. You know what I'm saying? My sister under me is 21. She'll be 22 February the 4th. And then my sister London, she'll be 16 January 24th is coming up. And then I have a younger sister, Sincere, her birthday in June. She'll be 15. So they understood, you know. So, I put it in December the 7th, and then I got the news of my transfer being accepted December 29th. So, if you follow me on social media, I was just so excited. I was so blessed. I was so happy. You know, I'm just so thankful that, you know, I went from one full-time job, and then I didn't know what I was going to do, you know what I'm saying, or where I was going to go. And if you know that this was my third time around with Amazon, because the first two times I was seasonal, and I'm trying not to cry. I'm too gangster to cry. So the first two times I was seasonal with Amazon because I was working full time at the airport, and I took a leap and like, okay, this is my third time. And then if you know Amazon, if you have a blue badge, that means you official. You get, you know, you official. And the first two times I worked for Amazon, I was seasonal and my badge was white. So when I walked into Amazon, I mean Whole Foods, as an Amazon Prime shopper, I seen a blue badge, my heart dropped, y'all. Like, I wanted to cry again. I'm so emotional, you know what I'm saying? So I wanted to cry, but I was like, is this real? They was like, yeah, you're a blue badge. I was like, oh, okay. So I was just so happy. I was so happy. I was like, oh my God, like, I'm a blue badge. Like, this is everything. So now I get, you know, I can transfer out. In my head, I'm just playing it out. So you have to be with the company, I mean, at that position, if you're a blue badge for 30 days, and then you can transfer out. So, you know, I've been working, and then I was like, let me try to put it in, and, you know, it got accepted and everything. So, my new position, it's an easy job. I work 10 hours, and I'm off 3 days. So, I work 4 10-hour days, and I'm off three days. You know what I'm saying? So, I ain't gonna tell y'all too much, because my mom was like, you talk too much. They don't need to da, da, da. But I'm just giving y'all the breakdown, like, how, and then, you know, I applied for my benefits and everything. It's just everything that I'm trying to do. I'm doing it. You know, you just gotta wait. You know, I pray. I pray when I'm mad, sad, everything. I pray. Like, I just don't pray like, oh God, give me this. No, I be like, God, you know, this is what's going on. Whenever you're ready for me to step into that, to that blessing, you know, that's when it's gonna be time. And it's like last year, I don't talk to a lot of people no more. And I feel like God took them out of my life for me to get my blessings. Because they said once God take the situation away or the people out your life, you don't need to go back, because it's a reason God took them out your life. You know, for whatever reason in the situation. So, you know, I just wish them luck. And it's just crazy because I'm used to picking up my phone, calling this person, you know. And we don't talk no more, but I still give him business, you know, even though I'm not in the Bay, you know, if they want their haircut and stuff, you know, I'll be like, oh, go to woo, 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 because he does have several barbershops, you know, so it's just crazy, like, I can't even call him, and then my other partner, I can't, you know, it's just crazy how life, you know, gets you, and you just have to just be mindful of that. So if God, like, I ain't gonna cap, y'all, so one of the persons, I'm not gonna say his name because he might listen to this podcast, but I've been knowing this person. If you know me, you know who I'm talking about, okay? I've been knowing this person since I was 19. 19 years old, y'all. 19 to now, okay? I told him how I feel, right, and everything, and we got into a big argument, and I was like, I'm not gonna call you. Don't call me, don't text me, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so recently, he hit me, and like I said, I love so hard, right? I love so hard. You can do me dirty. I'll love you till the day I die, okay? And whatever, even if I don't talk to you, I'll take shit to the grave, okay? So, he was an individual I was, like, done with, because I'm like, you know, it's just certain stuff that I require, and he's like, but I don't know, he think we still young, okay? So anyways, you know, I just, after I got off the phone with him, because I was at work, and then I came home, and I usually pray before I take my nap, because I take my nap in the morning when I get off. And so I was like, God, I know you took this individual out of my life, but you know why now he keeps coming back to me? Like, I could cuss him out. I could go on all the names. I can hurt his, I'll be trying to hurt his feelings. And he's like, he keeps coming back. And I have to realize that, like I just said, when God take people out your life, you need to leave them alone. But we have so much history. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to get into that because that ain't none of y'all business. But we got so much history. It's like God was telling me basically like, okay, I took him out your life. but I can't take him out your life. Y'all got too much history. Y'all really do love each other. You know what I'm saying? And just, you know, stand up for what you, like, that's what, basically, I got that, because that's what I told him. I'm like, you know what, this situation that we're, I'm not going back with this situation. Like, this is what I want, this is what I need. If you can't give me that, then it's just best for us not to talk, you know. And we had a conversation and everything, and I ain't gonna go in depth, like I said, because that ain't none of y'all business, but, we gonna see what's going on, because, I'm gonna see him soon, and if he tries to not, if he tries to, do what I tell him he can't do, or don't follow what I'm saying, like, I'm really, like, I know God, like, y'all really love each other, and I want y'all to be together, you know what I'm saying, because we've been messing with each other, I was 19 years old, and he was, because I was 19, he was, like, 25, 26, I think, or something like that, or 24, 25, something like that, so, it's like, I can't keep just giving in, because I know you for this long, like, we getting older, you know what I'm saying, this is what I want, like, I'm already setting my ways, and I'm 33, okay, usually you set your ways when you get 40, okay, I'm setting my ways at 33, so it's like, and he damn near almost 40, so I'm just, I don't understand, it's like, it's crazy, and I just, you know, I ask God, like, why you keep letting him back in my life? Like, I do everything. I be so mean to this man, and he just keep coming back. And I feel like the situation that we had, that's why I feel like it's like we can't let each other go. And it's just crazy. Like, he never did bad to me, but we had, like, I did bad to him more, I think. But we did bad to each other, and it's like, it was nothing toxic. He never put his hands on me. But I did put my hands on him, right? So it's like, and let me tell you, they always say men abuse women. Women abuse men too. Like when we would get into arguments and stuff, I would hit him. Not punch him, because he's a man. He ain't gonna feel that shit. But I would like push him or slap him. I remember I slapped him so hard, and he's a light bright, so he... It's not funny. That is not funny. Abuse is not funny. But it was just funny because we was arguing, and I think he was about to leave, go to the club or something. So he ended up not going to the club because my mark, and I had hella rings on at that time too. See, I was young and fly. I had hella rings on, so my marks, my mark of my rings was like on his face. Like, that's how hard I hit him. So he'll just walk away all the time. And then it was a situation that he was trying to do to me, but that was the only time. But he never put his hands on me or nothing. But then we'll be cool, we'll be lovey-dovey, and then we'll get into it. Like, it was just, oh, Jesus. So, when we was young, it was toxic. It was. Because we both was young, wild, free, or whatever we was doing. But I feel like in my time in my life, you know, as you get older, you realize, like, you don't want that. You don't want to be toxic. And you know, he's the coolest person. He's really down to earth. He does care about me. And I know he loves me, but it's like, what love got to do with it? Like, I need you to do this. This. Just like you gotta, it ain't a list, it's just, this is what I want, and this is what I need, and you can't give me that. Just leave me alone. And I tell him that, and then I'd be like, oh, no, not this time. Like, it's 2021, honey. We gotta do something different. Or we could just be friends. That's it. Like, I can't keep... We can't... No. And then he was like, you ain't going nowhere. And da, 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 da. I'm like, no, that's the problem. You think I'm not going to go nowhere. And then when I go somewhere and I'm in a whole relationship, I might be getting married or something. You think it's cool for you to call? No. It ain't going to be cool. So if you really want me, you're going to work for... You're going to work hard to get me. You know what I want. So don't wait till I get married or be in a relationship and have a whole family. Then you want to blow them up. No, it's not going to work like that. So that's that, y'all. So he the only one made it in 2021, child. I was trying to, but anywho, that's a whole nother topic. So other than that though, y'all, I'm getting stuff together. I was about to tell y'all stuff, but y'all going to be like, I can't believe that. But it is what it is. People know that it's something, you know, my next goal, you know, it has to do, yeah, I ain't gonna tell y'all, but they know, people that know me know what the next step I'm doing. It's going down in March. That's all I gotta say. It's going down in March, and everybody, including my family and my friends, are gonna be so happy. They're gonna be like, finally, girl, finally. Okay? Finally. I'm sorry, y'all. I keep doing that. My throat is dry because I be drinking hella water. I had the heater on. Hella shit, so. My house a little stuffy, but I'm not about to open up the window. It's cold as hell out here in Vegas. But anyway. But yeah, other than that, I'm doing good, y'all. I hope you guys are doing good. And I'm going to try. I'm going to try to give y'all at least an episode a week, okay? Because usually I'll do two a week. So we're going to try one because I need to get my beauty sleep, okay? I'm not trying to look young. I just need sleep. I take my vitamins. I just need sleep, you know, because I'm working 10 hours and I'm on my feet. You know what I'm saying? I take two breaks and a lunch, but still, I'm on my feet, so I need to get as much rest. I need to rest my body. I need to make sure my legs is good, you know what I'm saying? Because I am getting older, and I don't mind getting older. That's the thing, you know what I'm saying? People always like, oh, you look young. I look young, but I don't mind getting older. I'd rather get older than dying young, like I told my partner yesterday. So, because a lot of people didn't make it, you know what I'm saying? And oh, I don't want to get into that. I don't want to cry, but a lot of people didn't make it to 2021. Okay, they didn't even make it past 2010. Okay, so it's like I'm just blessed, happy, thankful, and you know, I'm just so yeah, y'all. That's what I've been doing since the beginning of the year, and I got some stuff popping off, y'all. I'm just so March. Y'all know, like, March Madness, it's gonna be madness, all right? It's gonna be a good madness, and I'm just blessed and happy. And, you know, continue to stay prayed up, you know. I know y'all like, girl, I pray. Yes, I do listen to, all kind of music. I know I love God. God knows his child, though. He know me. He knows me. He know I like rap. I like nasty rap. I like R&B. I like gospel. I like country. I like jazz. I like rain music. Like, he knows me. So, I'm not a saint, okay? But I'm not, you know, I'm not gonna say, oh, I don't listen to rap. Oh, yes, I do. I listen to rap. Nasty rap, regular rap, old school rap, all the rap, okay? I love R&B, all type of R&B. You know, I love country music. I like everything, you know, because I'm a music, like, I listen to music a lot. So, yeah, you guys. Oh, one other thing before I get off of here. So, I don't know if I put it in an episode or not, but last year, I did 3 months of not eating chicken or turkey. Y'all, guess what? I'm eating turkey and chicken again. But it's like fresh turkey, fresh chicken. Because I've been eating seafood. Like, tonight, my dinner gonna be something light. It's gonna be corn and Parmesan shrimp and spinach. I love me some spinach, y'all. I can just eat it like out, like I wash it off and I can put it in a bowl and I can just eat it. I don't need no dressing or nothing. Or I can just cook it. Oh my God, it's so bomb. And then I put it in my smoothie too. Like, I can just eat it. And then now I love grapefruit. I didn't like grapefruit at first, but I love grapefruit, especially by itself or in a smoothie. I love bananas now again, because I used to like bananas when I was little, but now that I make smoothies and stuff, that's so bomb. And now I'm eating, even though I take my vitamins, I be feeling like I need more, like, extra vitamin C because I do work 10 hours. So I've been doing good. I just been, you know, staying out the way, you know what I'm saying? I just can't wait to touch down in the Bay, y'all. I ain't been in the Bay since my birthday. That was last year, July. Okay, I know that's right. So, I ain't been in the Bay since July. And I just can't wait to go and hug all my people. And, yeah. So, I hope, I'm not saying that the president is going to be perfect, because nobody's not fucking perfect. Look what he has to clean up. And that's the thing, too. I hate when people's like comparing him and Trump. I'm like, y'all, he just left hella shit for Biden to clean up, so just give him like a month. But I know he's signing stuff now, but he got so much work to do, And that's why I don't like when he on his speech, he's like, he promised. I'm like, oh, he should have cut that out. Don't promise us nothing. Do what you need to do and what you can do. Okay. Because I hate when people make promises. Like, my dad used to always make promises, y'all. I hate when people don't make me no promise. Just say, I'm gonna try to do it. Okay, just say try. I'd rather you say try than promise. Don't promise me nothing. I hate promises. Don't promise me nothing. Oh, I promise I'm gonna see you. No, don't promise me nothing. Because life ain't guaranteed. Okay, life come and go. And no, don't promise me nothing. Just say you'll try. I like that better. But we just gonna see what's going on and continue to do what you need to do for yourself. Okay, at the end of the day, make sure your household good. Make sure your heart is good. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you eating good, because you are what you eat. And another thing, hold up. I know I keep saying I'm going to get off, but hold on. So, I don't drink soda at all, y'all. I don't drink soda. But if I'm out and about and the only thing they got is Sprite and Coca-Cola, I'm going to get Sprite. But I ain't drink soda. Like, it's no soda in my motherfucking refrigerator. It's either water, and I don't drink cold water, but I put water in the refrigerator for people that drink cold water, because I drink hot water. I drink organic juice. Yeah, and that's it. Organic juice and water and smoothies. That's it. So it's just funny that people that drink, and I drink wine too, occasionally. Okay, I know that's right. But I just don't understand, especially being over a certain age, because I'm like over 30, right? I know some people that drink alcohol all the time, like all the time. And not saying they supposed to tell me their business, right? But they drink alcohol all the time. I'm like, damn, where's your water? Where's your water? Like, I know, I ain't gonna bust my auntie out, but I'm gonna bust her out, because it's a good thing. Like, it's a trick. So, I have an older auntie, my great auntie. She drinks, you know, occasionally or whatever, but she always has some water next to her. Not saying she drinking like 2 bottles of water. That's messing up her buzz. Isn't that the point? That's like pointless. But she has a bottle of water when she's drinking, so you know it can balance. So, because you know, if you drink hella alcohol and no water, like after you drink that bottle or drink a cup or 5 cups or however many cups of alcohol, you know your body's dehydrated. So it's good to have a bottle of water. I'm not saying have a damn gallon, because I don't want you to mess up your buzz, but damn, at least have some water. You know what I'm saying? And I hate that. I hate dudes that just drink like that. Like, you're an alcoholic. Like, don't say, oh, I'm not. You're an alcoholic, okay? You're an alcoholic, and I don't like that, okay? And two, stop sagging. If you over the age of motherfucking 30, stop sagging. Drink. Look, stop sagging. Pull up your motherfucking pants. You got a Gucci belt, Louis belt, whatever the fuck them names is. A Ross belt, a Target belt, whatever. You need a belt, you go buy that shit and put it on. Stop motherfucking sagging. That ain't cute. And most people, if you know that's to symbolize something, okay? That you ready for that, okay? So stop sagging. Please, stop sagging if you're over the age of 30. Drink your motherfucking water, okay? Drink your motherfucking water. You wonder why the bitch you're fucking with, I'm sorry. I don't mean to say bitch, but I just get irritated. You wonder why your side chick, your main chick, your girlfriend, your wife don't want to suck your dick, okay? She don't want to taste that cum that tastes like motherfucking McDonald's, motherfucking Hennessy, motherfucking whatever, 1942. We don't want to taste that, okay? Drink some water, eat your vegetables, take your vitamins, okay? I'm not saying you can't enjoy life, but please help us out. We don't want to you don't want to swallow. I don't want somebody, because nigga, your cum is nasty, okay? I don't have that problem. I'm just gonna be honest. We grown, right? We grown. The people I don't want to talk to that many people, though. I talk to one individual now. I mean, last year I talked to some individuals, but I don't give everybody the head treatment. Let me just put that out there. Everybody don't get the head treatment, okay? But I'm just saying, if I'm giving you head, okay, you come or whatever the case might be, and that shit is nasty, I'm gonna stop. Okay, I'm stopping. I'm stopping in the middle. I don't care. You might even feeling yourself. You're gonna be mad at me, because I'm gonna tell you right there. It's gonna mess up the whole moment. I know. I'm like, you know what? You need to drink some more water. You need to take care of your health. You need to take your vitamins. Like, I'm gonna tell you, okay? But I don't mess with them type of individuals. Most of the people I talk to now in my life, from 25 to now, they drink water. Drink hella motherfucking water. take good care of their insides, everything, okay? So I'm just saying, drinking motherfucking water, motherfucking eat healthy. I'm not saying eat grass every day, but put some vegetables on that plate next to that steak, okay? Put a salad or something. Drink more water than you drink soda and motherfucking alcohol, please. And please pull up your motherfucking pants. That's why you got the Gucci belt for, right? Pull them up, put the motherfucking belt on, okay? I'm just saying, because I just have to say that. Because y'all be talking about, not me, because I know my cookie, you know, I drink a lot of water. My body wash is organic and it don't have no smell. My cookie don't have no smell, but I'm just saying, my cookie don't have no smell because I take good care of this, of my temple, baby. Okay, I know that's right. But anyways, I have dude partners, they be like, that girl, coochie steak, she was bad and everything. And then when she put her pants on, oh my God, her coochie steak, her ass steak, it's because she don't take good care of herself. She eat McDonald's every day, okay? She drinks soda. She always 1942. That bitch nasty. Okay, she fine and stuff, but what that coochie smell like? Coochie should have a smell, okay? Coochie, pussy, however you want to say it. Coochie should not have a smell. The only time I have a smell, I know this too much information, is when a bitch is on her period. But even when I'm on my period, you don't smell it because, again, I take good care of my tempo, okay? It's not just the outside period, this is the inside period. You are what you eat, okay? So, bitches be like, ugh, and then she pull her pants down, then y'all be like, bitch, like, your dick don't be hard no more. I know I'm everywhere. This is like an everywhere episode, okay? I'm just saying, like, men and women, drinking motherfucking water, taking vitamins, okay? Stop washing with that cheap ass Dow, okay? I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do, okay? But I'm just saying, you can go to Walmart. I ain't gonna tell y'all what I wash with, because I don't want all y'all taking my damn, the brand I use, because my brand, it don't have no smell. Like, my body wash don't have no motherfucking smell. It gets soapy and everything, but it don't have no smell, okay? And I drink water, so, you know, just stop getting that cheap ass down, okay? Stop douching, soak your coochie, drink your water. Men and female, this is for both of y'all. Drink your water, eat your vitamins, well, same thing. Take your vitamins, drink your water, take care of your insides, okay? Because you got the girl, the dude could be so fine, the female could be so fine, but when they take them pants off and you about to, you feel me, go down or whatever the case might be, you know, nobody don't want to smell that, okay? And you should be able to smell yourself. If you smell yourself, that means you need to get in the tub, okay? I'm just saying. That's just on my mind because that should be irritating, like, ugh. And then I always hear that story. That's another episode. I always hear that, like, like, I recently had sex, okay? I know y'all like, oh my God, what you talking about? But I'm just keeping it real with y'all. Like, I know I might not be the only female, right? Whatever, but the person was like, dang. He was like, you ain't got no smell or nothing. Like, I take good care of my insides, you know what I'm saying? It make a brother want to do more, you know? You know what I'm saying? Gotta take care of y'all insides. I'm telling y'all. I'm drinking water right now as I'm talking to y'all. I go through at least, I'm not even exaggerating, I go through at least 2 cases of water a week. Because I drink water. I drink so much water. Even before I start working these 10 hours, I drink so mother freaking water. But yeah, so that I had to say that because that should be irritating me. Dudes be like, why you ain't sucking my dick? Da, 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 da. Because I'm that person too. Before you even take your motherfucking pants off, I can feel your vibes. Like I'm not. I might talk to you, but I'm not having sex with you. I'm sorry. Your nails dirty. That means your dick dirty. And you drink, and I'm looking at you just hella down in that alcohol. They ain't asking for no water, a little bit of water, some ice, something. You know what I'm saying? You ordering hella stuff that you could put some vegetables with it. Like, it ain't nothing wrong putting a little vegetables. You know what I'm saying? Don't just do it when your partners do it. You can do it by yourself too. You can eat your vegetables by yourself, okay? You your individual self. I just don't like that. Whew, I just have to say that, y'all, because that should be irritating. And then want to be mad when I don't want to talk to you. Like, nigga, your pants is down to your motherfucking ankles, okay? I don't want to be seen with you like that. Like, nigga, I don't give a fuck what type of pants you got on, what type of belt you got on, what car you drive, how much money you got. I got my own money, okay? I mean, I don't mind you contributing to my funds, but that shit is unattractive. Like, nigga, no, please. Okay, I'm just saying. I'm not the baddest out here, but I'm the baddest in my eyes. And my tipper don't need that energy on me. Because, you know, when you have sex, too, you need that energy. I know I did an episode on that. Y'all need to go back to the episode and hear that. But I don't need that vibe. And you drink it every day, bruh. You drink it every day. And then you don't drink no water. Okay. That means your shit stink. Your shit stink. Because, like, so I say, you are what you eat. So if you don't eat no vegetables, you don't eat no vegetables, you don't eat no fruit, you don't drink no water, that means your shit stank, your motherfucking pee stank, your pee is like yellow like the motherfucking color crayon. That's gross. I pass. No. My motherfucking pee is clear. Okay? Clear. 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 I know y'all like, you is nasty. I'm just saying, just please put some vegetables with your food. Don't do it when everybody else doing, like, if y'all out eating shrimp and stuff, then you wanna give it. No, nigga. No, bitch. Do that shit when you by yourself too, okay? Drink some water. Water, 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 water. But anyways, y'all, I got to go, okay? I need to do something. I need to cook right now, but I don't feel like I'm going to really do it like at 7. But, yeah. So, get into it, y'all. And I love you guys. I hope to do another episode next week, okay? Okay, I know that's right. Thank you. Thank you for continuing to listen to my old episodes, you know. Tell a friend, to your cousin, to your brother, to your baby. No, don't tell the baby, okay? The baby can't listen to this, because, you know what I'm saying? I cuss a lot. I'm saying stuff that the baby don't even need to repeat. Because, you know, now babies repeat stuff at, like, 5 minutes, okay? We don't need them to be, no. So, tell a friend, to your mama, to your granny. Share my podcast. Okay, I know that's right. I love you guys. Stay blessed. Stay healthy. Drink your water. Water. That is the word of the year. Water. Water and vegetables and fruit. Please. Please. Help everybody out. Men and female. Help us out. Because we, yeah. Okay. I love you guys. Thank you guys for listening. Tell a friend. Tell a homie. To come and listen to For the Love of Renisha. Bye-bye.